AP coordinators, imagine this. You are doing great. You are ahead of the game. You are ready for anything. Specifically, you are scheduling proctors for your AP exams. One exam session catches your eye and makes you take a deep breath. Whew. Oh boy. You think to yourself, I should schedule one of my very best proctors for this one. Now, normally that would be me, of course, but even considering how amazing I am, I cannot be everywhere at once. What should I do? Now, imagine this. An exam session in which the proctor is instructed to play a CD. That's right, a CD. And the proctor is manually keeping time, doing mathematical calculations, and starting and pausing a boombox at different moments for nearly every track. Yes, I said boombox. Oh boy, again. Is this really going to be an optimal testing session for your student who just worked so hard in their AP class for 9 months? Yikes. Now, one last time, imagine this. A new resource. A new guide. One that takes something that was once almost unbearably complicated and breaks it down into easy-to-follow steps. This is not imagination anymore. This is reality, AP coordinators. So get ready. You are in the right place to be to hear all the latest and greatest in the world of AP coordinators.
Coordinated. Episode 218, Extended Time for World Languages.
Greetings, AP coordinators. I'm Kim Casey, Director, AP Exam and Operational Publications for the AP program.
And I'm Carly Suge, School Counselor and AP Coordinator.
Thanks for joining us for an extended conversation about extended time.
Let's get to it. You're ready. I'm ready. My boombox is ready. It's time to get coordinated.
Good morning, Carly.
Good morning, Kim. What happened today? Did Derek forget to set his alarm clock?
I have no idea. Let's seize the moment, though.
I'm with you. Let's do it.
Today's topic is near and dear to my heart. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about one of my favorite resources for AP coordinators.
It's one of mine as well. It's a guide called Administering AP World Language Exams with Extended Time.
Yes, not a very fancy title there, I'm afraid.
That's all right. What's in the guide is way more important than the title.
The guide provides additional support, specifically for schools who have students with approved accommodations for 50 or 100% extended time. And
that they have that extended time for AP French, German, Italian, and/or Spanish language and culture exams. Frankly, from my perspective, additional support is an understatement. This is a key support, or I'd even call it mandatory support. It's amazing and so, so, so helpful.
I'm glad you think so. The guide should be used in addition to the proctor script in the AP exam instructions book. It's especially helpful for the parts of the exam that have a master CD.
Yes, I love these track listings. They show the proctor, which is often me. They show what track to pause the CD, when in the track to pause, and exactly how long to pause it for. Can you say life-changing?
Well, that might be a bit of an exaggeration, but I like the way you're thinking. And hey, as an added bonus, there's a master CD track list in the back. It shows the duration and general content of each track, including silent tracks.
I love it. I'm feeling so good now. It's still going to be challenging, don't get me wrong, but it's going to be easier than it's ever been. I feel like nothing could go wrong. Well, I better not jinx it. What could go wrong, Kim? What should I be wary of?
Good question. As I worked with AP coordinators to develop this guide, the most common things they told me were, one, when students are recording, be sure that they do not press stop until the end of the CD. Otherwise, multiple files will be created. One file per student is the goal here. And two, this is a reminder for the proctor, pause to apply extended time only at the tracks indicated for each CD in this document.
Actually, as you were talking, I thought of one more thing that could go wrong.
Oh no, what is it?
I could forget to bring the extended time guide with me to the testing room.
That would be unfortunate. So then maybe we should make downloading and printing a copy of the guide our coordinated episode call to action.
AP coordinators, download the guide. Again, the full name is Administering AP World Language Exams with Extended Time. You can find it in the AP Coordinator Resource Library, link in the show notes. Please check out everything else in the resource library too. Love the new signs for the exam room door. Hey, big or small, every detail matters. And every detail helps to keep us very, you know, coordinated.
Thanks everyone for joining us. It was great to be an unexpected co-host today. But I'm guessing Derek will be back next week because there's even more good news to talk about, this time about NARs.
And on behalf of AP Program Delivery and the AP Coordinator Experience Team, AP Coordinators, we do absolutely appreciate you. And for all our support of AP students, yep, our support. AP Coordinators, we are truly good as gold.
I'm good as gold.
AP coordinators, we're back. The annual Back to School Workshop, just for AP coordinators, is back. And better than ever. Year after year, this is by far the most popular and well-attended event for AP coordinators. Workshops are available during the day, evening, and even on the weekends. They launch in July and continue through September. Plan on joining us just before your school year begins. Check out the show notes for a link to register right now, or you can go to collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. That's collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. Register now for your preferred date and time, and we'll see you at the workshop.